Oscar, how are you settling in?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, I came up this morning and had my first session with the gaffer, did a bit of team shape, you know, so it was good to get to know the lads, and yeah, it's been good.
How did the move all come about then? Talk us through it from your perspective.
It was pretty, happened pretty quick, to be honest. I was training, got a call that Doncaster may be interested, and then it excited me, so I asked my agent to make it happen, and thankfully he did.
Was it always the plan when you joined QPR you were going to head out on loan? Because people will look at it and say, oh, he was only arrived there a couple of months ago.
No, not intentionally, you know. Obviously, football changes all the time, you know. I went there with the intention to play, but it hasn't happened for whatever reason. And thankfully, the gaffer here has given me a chance and a platform to play, you know, and I just want to show the fans what I can do.
Yeah, when the opportunity comes around then, I guess QPR have got quite a big squad as well, you have to take it.
Exactly, you know, you've got to respect the players that are there, and like you say, they've got a big squad and they've got a lot of money and they're chucking it around, so you've got to respect that, and I went there, you know, gave it my best, and obviously at the moment in time it's I'm coming alone and I'm here to help Doncaster.
How much is it about coming here and impressing then? Because obviously you're on a loan deal, so you could go back to Queen's Park Rangers as well. So how much is it about that?
Yeah, it's everything, you know. I've come here to improve my game, and in doing so, help the team, you know. Like you said, there's a good team here, a good team spirit, as I've seen this morning. So there's only a few little things that maybe need to change. And like you said, we're all pushing in the right direction, and hopefully we can get the 3 points Saturday.
What's Paul Dickov's message been to you then since you've arrived?
Yeah, he's been great, you know. He's since I've come in, he's just said enjoy it. That's the main thing, you know. Any footballer will tell you that the main thing to get the best out of yourself is enjoyment, and he's emphasised that a lot in the short space of time that I've been here. You know, everyone's been great from the kitman to the dinner ladies. You know, they've been top draw. So yeah, it's been good so far.
Was moving back up north a benefit as well of this? Because I know you're obviously at Huddersfield beforehand.
Yeah, you know, it's familiar surroundings for myself. Like you said, I've been around this area for a few years now, so coming back was not a problem, you know. Settling in has been easy, and like I said, the lads have been great, so it's been good.
What do you think can be achieved by Doncaster this season then, when you've looked on from the outside, I suppose, when you found out they were interested, and now having had your first look at the squad?
Well, like you say, you come to the stadium and it's a beautiful stadium, you know. Should be a lot higher than where they are, but we are where we are, and it's down to us as players and as the staff and as fans, you know, to all stick by each other and push this team forward.
From the brief glimpse you've had then, do you think it can be a season where it's pushing for promotion, pushing for the playoffs? What are you thinking?
Like you say, the facilities that are here and the squad that we've got, I don't see why we can't push for promotion, you know. Like you say, we've got to be ambitious, and if we all stick together, I'm sure that we can achieve some good things, yeah.
What can the fans expect from you then? Because they'll see you arriving, a player who's played a lot in the Championship, has joined QPR as well. What can they expect from you?
Yeah, you know, I'm an all-action midfielder, you know. Like I can do attack, defend. Just like to be in the thick of things, you know, attacking-wise and defending-wise. So, yeah, as long as I'm involved and I'm in and around it, then, yeah, they'll see a lot.
Fighting fit, ready to go for this weekend?
Yeah, you know, I've had a good pre-season down there, so yeah, I'm coming here ready to play, yeah.
Manager said he spoke to you in summer. How close were you to come here?
Yeah, we had a chat, you know, he was great with me. He understood my situation that I was in at the time, and like you say, I went down there, and since then he's always been in contact, like he's always been great, and like you say, it's worked out great.
Have you any regrets about going to QPR? Obviously, it's a great opportunity, but it's not.
No, not really, because at the time, you know, I went there with the intention of playing, and like you say, if you don't know, you never know. So I went there. Like I say, I had a great few weeks that I was there. I can't knock the few weeks that I was there. But football's football, and it's not worked out the way I would have liked. But I'm here now, and that's the main thing.
The future's wide open for you because you were here until January, but like I said earlier,
yeah, you know, exactly. It's a massive club to be at, so I wanted to play here. So, like I say, once the ball's kicked, it's just a game of football for everyone. So, yeah, I'm happy.
Did you have the chance to stay at Huddersfield in the summer? What happened there?
Yeah, I did have the chance to stay. I did. But for whatever reason, it didn't materialise. You know, and Yeah, like I said, they were great there as well. I can't knock them, but again, football's football, and you make decisions and you live and die by your decisions.
Top man.
Thank you.
Nice one. Cheers. 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 Cheers.